USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence and wife Karen tested for the coronavirus because one of Pence's staff members has tested positive.
If you don't have symptoms, don't do a test. It is another way that the American people can make sure that we are preserving the resources that our healthcare workers need to minister and to support those who are dealing with the coronavirus and other illnesses.
They tested negative for the virus. In the past 24 hours, 793 people have died in Italy. It's not only Italy's deadliest day, but the deadliest day so far. Swamped hospitals could be our new reality, warns Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization.
This is not normal. This isn't just a bad flu season. These are health systems that are collapsing under the pressure of too many cases.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump has declared New York State to be a major disaster area. He's hoping to get federal help for the state that is now the hardest hit by the coronavirus and is now essentially shut down.
We need everyone to be safe.
With New York officially on social distancing lockdown, Governor Andrew Cuomo is ordering everyone off the streets except for the most essential workers.
And today we're bringing it to 100% of the workforce must stay home.
The move came after California's Governor Gavin Newsom issued a similar order, saying without drastic action, more than half of the state's 40 million residents would be infected. The statewide orders are only allowing essential businesses to stay open, including pharmacies, gas stations, and grocery stores. Other states with stay-at-home orders, Illinois and Connecticut. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The world is remembering country music legend Kenny Rogers. He started as a bass player with the New Christy Minstrels in 1961. Then he left the group to found the First Edition and scored his first major rock hit.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
After that, he switched to country and went solo in 1976, writing great story songs.
You picked a fine time to lead me, Lucy.
He won a Grammy and had a TV series for his signature song.
And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep.
And had some smash crossover duet hits with Sheena Easton and Dolly Parton.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Rogers sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling music artists of all time. Rogers passed away peacefully at his home from natural causes. Due to the coronavirus emergency, the family is planning a public memorial at a later date.
And I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years.
Kenny Rogers was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.